This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Westboro Baptist Church is planning a protest at Western Illinois University this weekend. The news prompted local community members and Western teachers, students, and staff to plan a counter-protest. Westboro is well known for spreading anti-gay rhetoric and picketing the funerals of military service members. Dr. Ron Williams is a vice president at Western. He says the group's views do not align with the university's core values. But the group will be allowed to speak, given that Western is a public university and the entire campus is technically a free speech zone.
It's just very disappointing that a group such as this, I mean, although they are following the law insofar as we know, and they have the right to free speech as every, you know, a person in this country has, that they would come to a place that is well poised for learning and for instruction and for people to grow and to develop and to spew these kinds of views.
William says the university has been in contact with Westboro's lawyers and expects only a handful of protesters to attend. He's under the impression the group is visiting Macomb because Western's football team on Saturday is scheduled to play Indiana State University, which has an openly gay player. Westboro posted a protest schedule online last week showing planned stops in Macomb, followed by two churches in Quincy, and then another church in Hannibal. The Macomb community quickly sprang into action online, organizing a counter-protest. But WIU junior Danny Kyle says she suggested it be more than that.
I wanted to change the name from counter-protest to something more positive because, to me, it's really important to show an event about, you know, love and taking care of each other and not to give the Kansas organization the attention that they want. But I feel like this sort of display kind of shows, I guess, what they're missing out on and what can happen when you love people instead.
The event was quickly renamed the Rally for Love. Kyle says it will feature music, speakers, and positive energy. The event begins at 11:30 Saturday morning in Western's Q Lot. The Westboro protesters will be down the road and set up on University Drive near Route 67. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.